Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Makos Daf Dalet, Makos 4a, pagination is 7, starting towards the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, about 10 lines from the bottom. Mi'idim anu bi'ish ploni. Two people say testimony about a certain person, Shachayiv l'chaveru mosayim zuz, that he's obligated to pay 200 coins of a certain type to his fellow. And those two witnesses that are saying this testimony end up being Zomimin. Zomimin means that two other witnesses come and say you weren't there at the time that you claim to have witnessed this event, and therefore the punishment that was supposed to go to the defendant is now going to be imposed on these false witnesses. Says the first part of the Mishnah, Lokim u'mishalmin, they're going to get Malkis lashes, and they're going to have to pay, meaning the thing that they wanted to impose, the liability they wanted to impose on the defendant, will be imposed upon them. So they're Lokim u'mishalmin, they'll get Malkis, and they'll have to pay. Shalom Hashem hamevian lide Malkis, because the reasoning that causes them to get the lashes, Mevi'an l'de tashlumin, is not the same as what causes them to have to pay. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, the lashes is because of false testimony, the lav in the Torah of Losane. The payment is because that's the special rule of Zomimin. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, the majority opinion, the way we paskin, kol ha-mishalim eino loke. If a person is paying, then he does not get lashes. And therefore, in this case, you're going to be able to impose the hazama punishment. They'll get what they tried to impose on the other person, and therefore there's no malchus over here. Now, in general, there is a concept of risha achas. You only make a person liable for one punishment per event, and he always gets kam le bidraba mine, the more serious punishment that's relevant. If you would have payment and malchus, the simple understanding is that you would get malchus and not have to pay. Over here, the Chachamim word their statement in an interesting way. They say, anybody who's paying doesn't get Malkus. One second. If you were truly liable for both payment and Malkus, which one would you get? Presumably, the more serious is the Malkus. That's not what they're referring to. They're not referring to kam le bidraba mine. They're referring to the fact that we introduced from the beginning of the Masechta a concept that if we can't impose Zomimin punishment on this situation, then there's a default punishment called Malkus. And the Chachamim are commenting, once there is a Hazama punishment of payment, so then lashes is not relevant. Now, we need to know why lashes is indeed not relevant, and there are two things to keep in mind. One is, there's only one punishment at a time. Number two, we hold that you don't get malchus on a lav she'ein bo maisa under normal circumstances. Something that does not have an action does not get malchus. So lashon hara, for example, does not get Malkus as a punishment because it's verbal and that's considered ein bo maisa. It's not a physical action. It's very impactful, but it's not a physical action. Here also, the testimony, according to the Chachamim, does not warrant a Malkus because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. It's a prohibition that does not have an activity, and therefore he gets the payment punishment, does not get the Malkus, unless we have a special concept that in a case of Zomimin, where it's impossible to impose the punishment that he plotted to impose on the defendant, so then there's a concept of Malkus because of Hazama, but not because of regular false testimony, because that's Ein Bo Maisa, just like Lashon Hara. So again, we have the opinion of Rab Meir, who says that it's possible to get two punishments, loke u'mishalem, and the Chachamim say, no, kol ha'mishalem eino loke, he gets the payment punishment, he does not get the Malkus punishment, and in general, there's no Malkus for false testimony, unless it's the specific case of Hazama, which was not able to be imposed in the conventional sense, and then will impose it as a Malkus, which is learnt from the Psukim. The Mishnah continues. Me'idim anu b'ish ploni, we say testimony about a certain person, shu chayiv Malkus arboim, that he did something that warrants that he gets Malkus. So that's the punishment they want to impose. V'nimtzu'u zomimin, and it turns out that they are zomimin. Lokin shimonim, again, the first part of dealing with this case is that is the witnesses are going to get 80 units. Malkus, that's expressed as 40 Malkus, which is really 39 Malkus, but that's the expression, the 80 type punishment, meaning a double Malkus. Mishum lo sana b'recha et shaker, because of false testimony, umishum va'asisem lo ka'asher zomam, and because that's what you wanted to impose on the other people, so that's what gets imposed on you. Divir Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir, which is in sync with the approach that he used earlier in the Mishnah. V'chachomim omrim, but the chachomim say, ein lokin ela arba'im, you would only get one set of lashes in such a case, because you're able to impose on the witnesses what they plotted to impose on the other person, and therefore we just do that. We give them the lashes, the 39 lashes, or whatever it is that they're evaluated to be able to sustain, and we do not impose a testimony-oriented punishment upon them. One interesting concept I want to mention from the Ramah, Simen Lamed Ches, in Choshen Mishpat. The Ramah says that Edim Zomimin, one might think, is not really applicable nowadays because we don't have a formal Bezdin, etc. But he says it is relevant in a specific consideration. Normally, if you would have two witnesses being contradicted by two other witnesses, we would simply throw it out, and we would say it's contradictory, makhishos, they're contradicting each other, and we don't know whether the first set is saying the truth or the second set is saying the truth. We just know two witnesses is good, and we have two contradictory sets of two witnesses. Both of those groups of witnesses would be acceptable to say testimony on a different occasion. The Ramah points out, when it comes to Hazama, the Torah taught us that the first witnesses are considered contradicted, and the second witnesses who are talking about them are considered believed. And therefore, once we have the concept of Hazama, even if it's not relevant to punish them the way they tried to plot, etc., nevertheless, there is a relevant aspect of Hazama in that, in such a case, when there is a contradiction, first witnesses, second witnesses, the first witnesses would be considered pesulos, invalid, and would not be able to say testimony on a different occasion because they have been proven to be saying false testimony. If you'll ask, well, how have they been proven? They say they were there. These other people say they weren't. But that's what the Torah taught us in the din of Zomimin, that the first people are contradicted and the second people are believed in such a case. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.